Okay, we're picking up three lines from the bottom of Chaf Hey Amud Beis. Our learning is once again sponsored by Le'ula Nishma Shalamis Bas Yaakov, the Neshama should have an Aliyah. We're asking a kasha in the Shita of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman told us that the only machlokas between Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim Tanakama was with regards to an Akara Uzekeno. However, he wanted to tie now that with regards to an islandess, everybody agrees she doesn't drink the Sota waters and she doesn't take her Ksuba money. So the Gemara has a question on that premise, quoting a long brisa, which is like the very end, is going to mention Agav this point, but we have to quote through the whole brisa before that. Mesive, so the brisa finds out the following. Amekane la rusoso le shomeres yavim shalo, imad shalo kansa nistra lo shosa velo no teles ksubasa. So the brisa tells us if someone warns his arusa or yavam awaiting the yavama not to seclude herself with a certain person, and she violates and she does. So if she became secluded before he did the yibum or before he does nesuin, so the halacha is she doesn't drink the water, but she also loses the ksuba. She loses the ksuba water because we assume that she's a chazaka, that she was nivelis. Muberis, now turning on to chavav amud aleph the top. Muberis chavero. Umeinekes chavero. If we have the case of the pregnant ex-wife of the one's friend, Umeinekes chavero, or the nursing ex-wife of his friend, lo shosas velo no ksuba. So they don't drink the waters or get the ksuba either. Because, divrei Rabbi Meir, that is the opinion of Rabbi Meir, because these two women, you are not allowed to marry her when you did. The Chazal tell us that you have to wait 24 months. This is a iser that has nothing to do with the halachas of Sota, but we learn out that if a person is not allowed to be married to that woman, then also, then she does not drink the Sota water either. That's what we learned out before. So here, that would be in that case, according to Rabbi Meir, because you were not allowed to marry the woman within a pregnant wife, you're not allowed to marry until you hook her ubra. You have to wait 3 months, because if you didn't wait 3 months, you don't know who the father is. And we know the lahakir, that the person's supposed to know who his children are and who is the children of his friend, for obvious reasons, right? We don't know, they didn't have DNA testing. So that's the halacha, they have the concept of waiting 3 months. So he didn't do that. Havchana. That's the friend. Menekes chavero is that we assume that it's bad for the child who's nursing to then get pregnant by to the woman get pregnant again. So therefore, we want, she shouldn't wait, she should wait till she's done nursing in order for, the, only then could she get married, that would be after 2 years. So that's the opinion of Rav Meir, that there's a fundamental iser, that if he violates it, he is always usher. A man's not allowed to marry the ex-wife of his friend while she's pregnant, right, or while she's nursing. So that's the halacha over here. Besides for the Israel of Avchana, also for pregnant, then the child eventually is also going to need to be breastfed as well. So that's also part of the problem. Besides for Avchana being, because Avchana will only be 3 months, but after that also, I think there's also an issue there. So the Gemara is saying, according to Meir, v'im nasi yotzei v'lo yachzor, so he's going to violate the Takana Derabanan. He got married to this woman. He violated Takana Derabanan. So Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that you're never allowed to remarry her. Takana Derabanan that's so strong that they penalize a person for violating this Derabanan. You're not allowed to take her back even after the 24 months, the 2 years are over. No, you did violate the Isra Derabanan. However, Yotzich, she agiyas banan lichnos yichnos. So let's say you married her 8 months in. So you have to divorce her, then get married to her. You know, get married to her. After the 2 years are up, after the 24 months, like marriage with a year and a half later, that would be fine. That is the opinion of the Chachamim. You're allowed to remarry once you violate distance. So therefore, since the husband has the option of remarrying her, so she fundamentally is ro'oi to him, even now, as far as, in terms of the lachas of Sota, and therefore the lachas of Sota, you can give her the water to drink. Okay, and then the brisa continues. If you have a young man, it's the lashon of a rove, as a young man, he marries an akara or zekena, right? A woman who can't have children, as a barren woman, not an islandess, sort of, but a barren woman, or a zekena, an old woman. Ve'en lo isha ubanim ikara. He does not have children. What is the difference if he has children or he doesn't have children? If he has children, so then he's already yotze per revu. If he doesn't have children, he's not supposed to be marrying her because the purpose of marriage is also to have children. So the Gemara says, lo shosa ve'lo no teles ksubas halacha is, she doesn't drink the mesota, nor does she collect the ksuba. Since this woman cannot help him fulfill the obligation of peruvu, she's not considered fit to him. That's the halacha over here. Rabbi Lezer Amar, no, yacholi lisa acharis. Even though fundamentally this first woman that he's marrying is not able to have children, still he can marry another woman and have children with her, and therefore the first woman is also considered fit for him because that is somebody who he can have children with someone else, and therefore there's no issue with him marrying her. So now the brisa continues. Avala mekane l'rusaso l'shomer siyam shelo u mishig kansan ister. Now we're getting all the women who are able to drink according to everybody. So if you warned her while she was a shomer siyavam or while she was And Arusa, then she secluded herself while after you did the Yibum, and secluded herself after you did the Nisuin. So in that example, so then halacha is, oh, shosa olana, oh, no, no, so she has two options. Either she drinks the water to test herself, to declare her innocence, or she does not collect the ksuba. She could say, I don't want to drink. I'm not guilty, but I don't want to drink. That's an option for her also. But she loses, she forfeits the ksuba in that case. And that would be the halacha over here. Muberes umenekas atzmo. Also, if you have his own pregnant or nursing wife, so then you're obviously out of relations with her. He warned his own wife while she was pregnant and nursing. She secluded herself. So the halacha is then, oh, shosa, oh, lo, nata, ksuba, same halacha. She drinks the waters, or she collects her ksuba. Now, obviously, this seems to be pashut. Why would he, this is his own wife, and she's fit to be married to him. So the Brace is making a point that she drinks the waters even though Rashi points out that she's a Mubaris right now. She's pregnant, and you can kill the fetus. Maybe you should wait. And then we learn, no, the halacha is that if, even if she dies from this procedure, that's fine. Just like if a woman is chayiv misa, if she's chayiv skila for violating Shabbos, whatever machala might be, and she's pregnant, we don't wait. We learn out from Psukim that we do not wait to administer the death punishment. We give her the death punishment even though she is pregnant. That's the halacha. Mubaris umenekas atzma oshos alangus. So that was the din over there. Rovesh anasa akara uzikena. Now, if you have a young man who marries a akara uzikena according to the Nakama, v'yesh lo isha banim, and he already has children, so then oshosa olono telas ksuba, or she either drinks or she does not collect the ksuba because he was fundamentally allowed to be married to her, in this case, according to everybody. Even the chachamim would agree to this halacha. Eshes mamzer the mamzer. Now, a woman who is a wife of a mamzer, who is a woman who is a mamzer, and mamzeres, right? And to a mamzer, they're allowed to be married together. A mamzer is also of all bakal, but a mamzer is allowed to marry either themselves or a giyores. I remember Rabbi of Tabor was someone telling me, he had such a complicated question once. There was a guy who was, there was no limud schus, he mamish was a mamzer. I forgot exactly what happened, but like, basically his mother cheated on someone else and it was no deladavar and she admitted to it with somebody else and became pregnant with someone else. The kid was mamish a mamzer. So when he was older, he asked Rabbi Tabor if he should get married. So that was a very complicated question. So anyway, because you can marry a Gioris, and I don't know if you can marry, find another Mamzeris around, but he could marry a Gioris. So Shailas, you're adding Mamzerim, that's a big Shailas. Okay, anyway, so an unfortunate case. So now that was the case of Mamzeris. A lot to marry Mamzeris, that's a Lech or a Gioris. Ve'eshes Nasin le'Nasin, also a wife of a Nasin to a Nasin. So she, a Nasina to a Nasin, a lot to marry each other. Ve'eshes Ger ve'Evan Meshuchrar, the wife of a convert or a freed slave, Islandis or an Islandis. Here we have a case of an Islandis. And this brace is clearly the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, said that an islandess is allowed to be your wife because you can marry someone else. And yet we see, the lacha is she either drinks or she doesn't collect the ksuba. But what's the point over here? Says the Gemara, Ketanim, yes, islandess. We mentioned over here the case of an islandess, and an islandess is eligible for the case of the sota. To you, the Rav Nachman, this is a kashan of Nachman, who wanted to tie in the lekule alma, that even according to Rabbi Elazar, an islandess would not drink the water because she fundamentally is someone who cannot have children from the outset, from the get-go, from the day she was born. And that is the problem over here, is the lechora, this braisa, who seems to be quoting Rabbi Elazar, is against that opinion. So the Gemara says, Amar l'char of Nachman, no. Tanahi, it's a machlokas tanaim, really what Rabbi Elazar held. I hold my opinion like the following braisa. The son of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, the son of Rabbi Elazar, pashas, and that Rabbi Elazar was the Elazar that l'chora is the one who's saying that an islandess, lo shosav lo natal ksuba, she doesn't drink and she doesn't collect her ksuba, she never v'nikta v'nizra zera, because the pasuk says, she should be innocent, and she's going to have children, which limits the test, as we mentioned, to Misha Darka Lazria, Yasuzu Shein Darka Lazria, only to someone who actually is able to have children. However, this woman, who is the islandess, who is not able to, fundamentally, the way she was born, and we pointed out, Nakara also is not able to have children, but she wasn't born with it, either something happened to her at her older age, or whatever it was, but we don't assume that she fundamentally was someone who was born with the condition to not have children. So here, someone who's fundamentally born of that, then the pasuk is excluding her from the sota test. So we see that Rabbi Shimon Elazar apparently agrees with Rabbi Elazar. I don't know if it's his father, we can maybe a different Elazar, but either way, that's how Rav Nachman wants to understand, and the opinion that disagreed with it in the other braisa is someone else, and therefore Rav Nachman is saying that an islandess is fundamentally pater, according to Rabbi Elazar, has Rabbi Shimon Elazar, who we assumed holds like Rabbi Elazar, in that opinion, that would say that he's fundamentally agreeing, and that other braisa is a different opinion and argues differently. Now the Gemara says, Rabbana and Hai Vinikta Vinizra Zera Maya Vidlai. So what do they do with the pasuk that says that she's going to be innocent, she's going to have children? So the Gemara says, Mbaila the Chadisanya Vinikta Vinizra Zera. What do we learn from over here? Shemaisa Akara Nifkedes. If she was barren, she'll be able to have children. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That was the Josh of Rabbi Akiva. To which Rabbi Shmuel responds to him, Rabbi Shmuel, Imkein, Yisturu Kola Akara Svifkedes. So then all the women who can't have children, What are they going to do? They're going to seclude themselves, and therefore they're going to get warned, and then they're going to have this. They didn't actually do anything. They know that they're not. They follow halacha. They just didn't want to. They want to have children. They want the segula to have children. The pasuk's telling you, Hashem's promising you, they're going to have children, and they're going to have children. Vezoya velo nistra hefsida. And as this woman, she did not seclude herself. She loses the opportunity to have a child. She didn't violate the isser of yichud. So we're going to punish her. Meaning, why should she? Rather, that's not the case. Imkein matalamar v'nikta v'nizer. Zerah Rabbi Shmuel is a different drasha. What do we learn from there? Shemayisay letus betari letus berevach. That if she was giving birth with difficulty, she'll give birth much easier. Nekevos letus harm. She's only having female children. The guy wants a child so badly. The Israeli joke. I don't care if it's a boy or a girl. As long as there's a bris next year. So that he wants a boy. Ktari milas will help. He'll be best with the boy. Ktari milas aruchim. They're very short. They'll be taller. Shchoyim miladas levanim. They're very dark and not good looking. They'll be not to say dark, whatever. Not good looking. They'll be better looking. So the Rabbana disagree with Shimon Elazar. Understand that that's the bracha that she's be getting. Not that someone who's an akara will be given a bracha. So the Gemara now continues. Eishes mamzer lemamzer. So the Braisa told us that Eishes mamzer lemamzer drinks the water of the sota and can be tested. The Gemara says, Pshita, why does the Braisa have to tell me that? The Chora, their marriage is totally mutter. So why is there halamina that she shouldn't be shayach to a sota? So the Gemara says, Ma'odim, I push it, psul and let it push. I would have a halamina to tell you that what's the great kunst that now she's going to be married to her husband, have the bracha of Nikla Nizra Zera, she's going to have more children from him. They're going to have more mamzerim, so therefore I would have thought maybe she doesn't drink the sota waters, kamash malan, but Rice is telling you that she in fact does drink the sota waters by proving her innocence because it's a regular marriage, that they're allowed to be married to one another. We treat it as every other mutter marriage. Fine. Eishes ger v'evin meshuchrar v'ailanis. We said also, wife of a convert or freed slave or an ailanis, they drink the waters or lose the ksupas. So the verse is pshita. Why would the sota not be in these cases? Ma desema davra b'nei Yisrael. Pasuk says, el b'nei Yisrael. Parshas Naso, and that's the beginning of Sota, and maybe I would have thought, Davar ben Yisrael, and to exclude the exclusion of Gerim, not converts, or Evan Shukharim, or also the status of converts. So specifically, someone is born a Yid. So the Gemara says, Kamash Blan, therefore the Braisa is to tell me that the converts are included. The Gemara says, but that's a good drasha. I mean, that's actually a very good drasha. Why don't we say that drasha, that converts are excluded based on Dabra B'nai Yisrael? So the Gemara says, because the Pasuk says, V'amarta Ribu Yehu, because it says specifically, it says, not specifically, but in addition to Dabra B'nai Yisrael, it says after that, V'amarta, which is an inclusion word, so then we learn over there that the procedure is in fact administered to all, to Gerim as well. Tosas is very bothered by this, but the Tosas says, Tema. We learn that how do we know that an arusa and shemer siyavim are shayach tekinoy? They don't give the water, they don't administer the test, but he can answer her to him and lose a ksuba based on their warning. We learn a v'amarta. So how, you can't, though there's a, that's the aleph base of the drasha, you can only learn one halacha from a drasha. You can't learn two different halachas. Tosas doesn't answer it. Strong question. Okay? I'll wait until you hear an answer. Says the Gemara. Eishes Kohen Shosa, the wife of a Kohen, may drink the bitter waters. The Gemara asks, Pshita, also, Pasha, why would you think that an Eishes Kohen should be any different? Ma'od the same, because I would have thought the following. The Pasuk, in regards to a Sota, says, V'hi lo nisbisa. And in the case where a Sota, which she was not forced, meaning she willingly had adultery with this man, Asura, then she is usher to her husband, and that's the case of a Sota, which we learn out, ha, nisbisa mutaris. But if she was forced, she is going to be permitted to her husband. If she was violated, I mean she was raped, then obviously she's mutter to remain with her husband. However, we know the exception to that rule is an Eishes Kohen. V'zohel ho'el v'nisbasa asura. The case of a woman who's an Eishes Kohen, even if she is forced, we learn out in the Gemara Yavamos, we had this, that the Gemara learns out that a case of a Kohen is usher fundamentally if she has been with anybody else ever. Even if she's forced to, she's usher to be with her husband. Ima lo tishta. So since she's excluded from the earlier psukim of the din of sota, I would have thought that maybe she's not shayach to the halachas of sota at all to drink the water either. So therefore, the Mishnah tells you that the kohen, the Eishes Kohen, is in fact eligible to the halacha. So that even though the earlier part excludes the wife of a kohen, since the hemshech of the psukim are clearly not excluding her, so therefore we know that that's going to be the question. That's going to be eligible to drink the sota. That's what Tosos is bothered by. The Tosos says, why don't say the hachanami that she's excluded? The Tosos says, because clearly the hemshech of the psukim are discussing that in fact an Eishes Kohen is going to be applicable to the sota waters. Mutaris levaila. And if an Eishes Kohen is innocent by the waters, nothing happens to her, she's fine. So then she's mutter to be with her husband. The Gemara says, pshita, why would I think the waters tested her, and now she's tested and she's good? What's the havamina? So Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, bi misnavna. We're talking about a case where she's starting to wither away. She's waiting. So she's going. She doesn't die immediately, but she's going to start the process of getting sick and etc. So the Gemara says, "No, she's starting to get sick and be problematic." So then the water is testing her, and she's found guilty, as we pointed out. The halacha of zchus toila. That's mamash zchus toila. That she's going to start having pains, and whether she's going to die, whether it was a year, 2 years, 3 years later, or the sheet of 3 months, 9 months, whatever the sheet is that we had in Tanaim earlier. But that clearly was going to be this case over here that the water tested her. So the Gemara answers, the Mishnah is talking about a case where other parts of her body, other than the stomach or the thighs, had gotten sick. I mean, maybe even immediately after the water. That's considered something that's not, so we see over here another point, that the only thing that tests, the real test of the water is that only in the area, the stomach or the thighs, if she immediately feels pain in it, and then she ends up dying from no stomach and thigh pain, that's when we assume that she was had just zchus toila and she died from the water. However, if her arm started hurting, or her head, whatever it may have been, something else, any other body part, and she died from that, or got sick from that, so that's not considered testing her. I would have thought that she really did commit adultery, she didn't have the normal stomach and thigh pain, she really was raped. But she doesn't want to admit to being raped, because then she knows she can't be with her husband anymore. So Lagabe Koinas here, I would have thought that this case, she really is Aser. Kamash Malam, that what we're telling us right now is the Brace is telling us that the only way that the water is testing her properly is in a case where she was getting sick specifically from the stomach or from her thighs. Anywhere else in her body, we assume nothing happened. Even she was not even niveles beonis. We don't assume that she wasn't even raped. You can assume she's totally fine. Fine. Continuing in the Gemara, Eishes Sri Shosa, the wife of a Eishes Sri, a man who can't really have children, is able to drink the water of the sota. The Gemara asks the same question over Pshita, because the woman is allowed to marry a sris, because she's not chayav in the mitzvah of puravu. That's part of the din. Only a man is chayav, so he's allowed to marry whoever he wants. So the Gemara says, because you would have thought that the pasuk says that you had relations with a man other than your husband, which implies that you had relations with your husband, normal relations with your husband. By love bar hachiyu, but this man who's a sris has an issue with his aver, his male organ is problematic, is not able to have relations in the normal way, either it was cut off or severed or something like that. So then, since he cannot have regular relations, I would have thought that it's not subject to halacha of sota. Kamash Malan, the Mishnah is telling us now that he is in fact subject to the din of a sota, because we learn a different halacha. That we learn that the husband has to have at least relations with her once before. That's why we learn in Nesua and the din of the Yavama is not applicable, because he has to have relations at least kadma bias baal boel. He has to at least have one time had relations with her in order to make her eligible for the sota waters. That's the halacha that we learn from over there. Not exclusion of Eishes Sris. Fine. The Mishnah continues. Ayadei kol arayos mekanin. A person can warn all the arayos. Meaning, so you can warn her not to be with her husband, father, or brother, or anybody else that's also usher to be anyway. You can warn her, and she's subject to the lachas of a kinoi. Pshita, the Gemara says, that's obvious. Ma'od ethema, so I would have thought, nitma shnei pa'amin. The pasuk says, nitma, that she became tame, that she had relations, and she became tame again. We mentioned that as an extra reboy. So echa labal v'echa labal. So we learned one was prohibiting the husband to her, and also the suspected adulterer is also usher. Hechi deka mitzre behaznus. Maybe I would have thought only where she becomes usher to this boel, because of the adultery that you suspected her of doing, do we say this drasha applies. Aval ha'il, aval ha'il v'asura v'kaima. But over here, this case, where you have this relative who is already usher, he's a brother, he's a father, the Torah already tells you there's an iser de araisa to be with them, and there's an iser misa, punishment of misa, if you have released karis by some of them. Achoso, I think, is iser karis. Okay, either way. So, imalo, so you're definitely chayav an iser de araisa, and I would have thought that the sota doesn't apply. Kamashma, the Mishnah is telling us that it does apply in this case, because we learn out nitma to teach the regular lacha that a sota is usher to marry the man with who she secluded, and therefore it's not available to exclude the case with regards to a relative. Fine, that's what we learned from over here. Now the Mishnah also tells us, chutz min hakatan, except for a katan, and zesh einu ish, the hemshech of the Mishnah. So ish amar achmana velo katan, and we learn from over here, the Torah says, a man is going to have a relationship with a not a katan. So the Achronim point out that, wait a second over here. What do you mean? A boy from the age of 9, we learned in Yevamos, a boy from the age of 9, his bia is a full-fledged bia. She's chayav misa if she has relations. She's married, and she has bia with a boy over 9 and above. That bia is recognized. Now, he's not punished because he's not a gadol, but his bia is recognized in terms of her being punished. So it must be that we're talking about a year that a katan, we learn that you're right, that she still obviously could be ushered to her husband through a katan below the age of bar mitzvah, but it just means that we don't make her eligible to drink the waters. And if if she did in fact have bia with somebody 9 above, and there weren't witnesses, she's still obviously usher to be with her husband as is a fully bia. Others say maybe the whole Gemara is talking about a case of a katan below the age of 9. That's what the Isha Marachman of low katan da, meaning someone below the age of 9 in this purpose. The katan here doesn't mean the normal way that we mean someone under bar mitzvah, but maybe someone in the name of 9, that's maybe the way the Rambam understands it. Okay, that's a big discussion. Let's continue. The Gemara now says that who is not a man? She'enu ish, who is she'enu ish? Lemute mai, who's that coming to exclude? Elema lemute shachov, it's coming to exclude a man who's a shachov. Shachov is exactly, literally someone who's wasting away. Meaning that his male organ is worn out and not able to have relations. V'amar Shmuel, shachov, this person, mekanen al yada, you can warn against, meaning that the husband is allowed to warn his wife, to not seclude herself with a man who's a shachov, who's in this situation. Even though he can't have a normal bia, but still, that's considered somewhat of a bia. Posel b'truma, and if he has relations with someone, so then it would be a posel. If he's a goy, who's a shachov, or if he's somebody who is a halal, he makes her halal. We know bia posel, right? We learn from the Gemara Nivamos that if a woman has bia with anybody, it's a problem sometimes for balei tshuva. If a woman has bia with anybody who's posel, so she fundamentally can never marry a kohen. So if a woman is about tshuva and she was in college, whatever it might, and she had bia with a goy, so then she fundamentally is possible for marrying a kohen. She cannot marry a kohen later on in life. So anyway, so the Gemara says, that's the halacha with, so a shachov though, that when it comes to, he would be posel, and it is a full bia. So the halacha, the Gemara says, maybe we say, Mikanel, that Shmuel said that one can warn his wife against this shachov shita, that's posher. Why would you think not that way? He's able to have some sort of bia, a normal relation, not fully normal, but able to become erect and have a relation. So then, pashut, he should be shabdek to the lacha of being a sota, of the sota waters and violating the din of yichud with this man. Ma'ad the same of a shechav ishosah shechav zera marachmana. The pasuk says she should have lied with a man with going to be shechav zera, wasting of seed coming out. Va'ala bar hachiu, but he's not able to really have this zera come out. He's not able to have the sperm come out in a normal way, and therefore, I would have thought that's excluded from the din of a sota. Kamash Malan, the Shmuel is telling us that he is, in fact, included, and therefore, it's teaching us a different halacha. So, uposel b'truma, and also, if you have bia with this man, it's also possible as truma. B'shita, I would think that's obvious also. Again, we just said, this is a legally recognized bia. Ma'od esim eloi chalal zara amarachmana, the pasuk tells you that loy chalal zara, in regards to kohen, he shall not literally L'chalel is a profane his zera amongst his people, which teaching us the islay zera l'chalel. Someone who has seed is gonna therefore chalel zera with a woman disqualifies her from eating truma by having relations with her. Delay zera lo l'chalel. Someone who does not have seed is not gonna be. That's what I would have thought. That's my havamina. Kamash Malan. Therefore, we learn Shmuel's teaching us that a man is a shachov is still able to passel her because the word zaro his seed is not. He's not able to use the din of a shachov because we teach a different halacha that a kohen's gadol's offspring are going to be puzzled. That's what we learn from this din of lo yichal zaro from even a kohen gadol. Fine. So we learn based on Shmuel that the Mishnah is talking about the eno ish is can't talk about a shachov because it does apply to a shachov. So who is it? Rather, the Mishnah is telling us it's excluding a goy. The husband warns his wife against seclusion with a goy. She does not become a sota, meaning the process of a sota doesn't apply to her. So the Gemara says, "V'hamar of Hamnuna Ovid Kochavim Mekana." We can warn a wife about secluding himself with a goy, and she would become a sota, and the water should be administered. The Posel Batruma, he holds both these halachas do apply by a goy. So the Gemara says, maybe the following: Ramhuna said that Mekana Al Yado, you can warn his wife about him. That's Pshita. The Gemara now, before we get to explaining the Mishnah, but first we have to understand Ravuna. If a bia of a goy is fully significant bia. So, and it asters her husband also, so then, lechora, also, the halacha should be that it's subject to halacha of sota. So Gemara says, ma'od, the same, but nitma shtei pa'amim, echa labal v'echa labal, the same havamina we have by a brother and a father, that with the halacha of nitma, it teaches that the adulterer is ushered to the woman, the sota, and also the husband is also ushered to be with her anymore. So heichid, maybe I would have thought that only where the sota becomes usher through having relations with this man, did he become usher? When it comes to a goy, it's always usher to have a bia with a goy. However, a survey kaime can never have relations with a goy. Emelo, so I would have said that the sota does not apply to him. Kamash Malan, Rabbi Muna, therefore is teaching us that it does apply even in this case. So the Gemara is teaching us that it applies in this case. The postal but Shuma, now the Gemara is analyzing the second point of Rabbi Muna, that having bia with a goy passes you from eating truma. Pshita, that's obvious. So he pointed out that's bia la pasula. So, Biela Pasula puzzles her from marrying a coin and eating truma. The pasuk says that a bas kohen, if she shall become married to a strange man, and married to a strange man, literally a strange person, meaning a person who's not a kohen, a Yisrael, that implies devar havayan in, only when she's able to have kedushin with this man. Right? Ki siya is lashon of marriage. Marriage is only with a yid. The labar havayah, we learn now from the Maran kedushin that you can't have kedushin with this. Kedushin is not tosin by a goy. We assume that you're not even married to them. It's just bia. Right? It's not, there's no halachic significance to a marriage with a goy. So Kamash and Halacha, Kamash Mla the Pasil Med Rabbi Yochanan. So we say that the Goy Pasils are because of Rabbi Yochanan. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan Meshur Mishmal, Minay Lovin Kochavim Evet, Shabala Kohenes Alavia of Elbas Yisrael, Shepaslua, that they Pasil for eating Truva, she subsequently wants to marry, well, she can't really marry Kohen, but if she is allowed to eat Truma, how do we know that all these cases, she loses the right to eat Truma? The pasuk says that if a kohen's daughter should become a widow or divorcee and does not have children, she's allowed to go. She goes back to her like a kmenu ruah. She goes back to her father's and his achila, his truma. So mishi yesh l'almanos gerushin, but only that person who has the ability to create almanos, a widowed or divorced, divorced or widowed. That case, we assume, is only someone who you're married to, halakhically. Someone you're not married to. But you were never really married to them. So if he dies or quote-unquote divorces you, that has no legal significance. You're not even fully married to him anyway. So therefore, it can't be that you go back to eating truma. And therefore, she's fundamentally puzzled from eating truma. That's what we learn from over there. Fine. So since Rav Avnuna taught us this halacha, it really does affect the halachas of Sotah. So who is this Eino Ish that the Mishnah is referring to? Can't be the case of Rav Avnuna, can't be the case we had before about the Shachuf of Shmuel. So who is it? Ela Lamuta Mai. So who is this coming to exclude? Amar Rav Papa Lamuta Behema. It's coming to exclude an animal. The Ein Znus Behema. Now there is an Isser Dereisa and an Isser Misa for having relations with an animal, but still it's not called Znus, meaning that if a woman cheats on her husband with an animal, it would be quite odd and strange, but you know, the crazy things are happening these days. So then she's not usher to her husband. We don't call that znus, that's usher to her husband. We also don't call it znus, and to the fact that you could warn her about a sota to not be miyached with an animal. Amarle Rava Miparzgal Ravashi, Minamanile Damar Abanan Ein Znus Behema. Where do we learn this halacha? Where do we know that there's not considered znus? See, the pasuk says, Lo Savi Eslan Zona Ve Mechir Kelab. You shouldn't bring something which you hired for a zayna, for a prostitute, or in exchange for, or a thing that which you exchange for a dog, the Beis Hashem. So we say that this puzzle is used as a korban. That's the halacha that we learn from there. So an animal that was given as payment for relations with this prostitute, or that was something which was exchanged for a dog, the halacha is you can't be brought as a korban. That's the din. The Rabban over there in the Chumash explains what's so bad about what you're exchanging for a dog. Okay, fine, not for now. V'tanya, the prostitute thing you get, but the other one is a little bit more difficult, but that's what the Torah tells you. V'tanya, we learn in Ebraisa, es non kelas, that which you payment was given to for having relations with a dog, meaning that if you want to have a relation with a dog, so then, or mechir zona, or a payment exchange for the zona, meaning someone exchanged his maidservant, who was a prostitute, for a sheep. So the halacha there, that pasuk mutar, and that's not what the pasuk is coming to exclude. Shnemar gam shneam. The pasuk says that these two things are asar shneam velo arba. Only these two payments, the payment that we just mentioned before, that the case of an animal that was given payment specifically for this zona, but this over here was an exchange for the person that wasn't the secondary exchange. So that is not part of the iser, and that would not be the din. So we see over there that it's fundamentally not considered something which was a mechir, something which was hired for a zona, and be permitted to be used as a korban. So therefore, we learn that it must be coming to exclude the case of a behema. Ve'ela shichva zera la'malei. So what do I learn with the pasuk who is of shichva zera with regards to a sota? Right, so we learned shichva zera. We said that a man who can't have bia is excluded from the sota. The Gemara is saying that we didn't learn out what we learned from shichva zera. We learned from the brisa shichva zera prat ledavar acher, another way of relations. My davar, what is this davar acher? What's this other way? What is davar another way? Amar sheishas prat leshikinah leshulak adark. If the man warned him, went his wife not to have even unnatural, what's literally unnatural relations, unnatural relations, meaning bia shalokadarka, from the other side, not from the front, but from the back, even that is not considered, meaning it is something which is considered a bia, but it's something which is not subject to the laws of sota. He said, don't have bia with this guy, shalokadarka. Obviously, kadarki meant, but he thought that she was specific to that. That's even worse than a regular case of a sota. The Gemara says, Amar le'Rava, but that is considered a regular, fully halakhic bia. Shalokadarka, mishka ve'isha, k'siv. We learn from mishka ve'isha, that having relations through the back is the same thing as the front in terms of ushering her to the Baal and ushering Isser Misa, that she's married and she has Bias Shalokadarka, that puzzles her to her husband. It also tells her that she's violating, that's fully a violation of Bia. We consider that halachic Bia for all these purposes, so therefore it can't be coming to teach you that. If you warned her not to do that, that's basically warning her not to have a regular Bia. Not to have a regular Bia is fully under the context of a Sota. So says Gemara Elam Arava Prat LaShekina LaDerech Evarim. The Bais is coming to exclude the case where he warned his wife against not having relations, just like hugging and kissing, being with this other man. That's what he warned her. So again, if he just told her not to miyache, that would work to make her sota process. But since he specifically warned her in this way, it's even worse. So Gemara says, "Amalei Abaye, Pritzusam Elmahi." But this is just pritzus. This isn't. She didn't violate any din deraisa that would ask her to her husband. Pritzusam Yaser Achmana. That is. A woman to her husband, she is only going to be doing pritzus and being with him, but she's not actually having relations. That's not an issue, and that's not an issur. Seems to be a raya over here. It's fundamental machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban is derech a chiba, hugging and kissing a girl who's a nida or things like that. Is that an issur deraisa or an issur derabanan? The Rambam holds an issur deraisa, and the Ramban holds an issur derabanan. Lachora, the Gemara seems to be implying over here that it's not an Isser Dereisa. I don't know, that maybe is a Raya for the Ramban, that holds it's a Din Rabbanan. Okay, the Gemara says, either way, the Gemara says, Abaye, Prat L'Shekina L'Benishika, he warned her from just not actually fully having the relations, but rather just touch between the two private parts. The Gemara says, Ani Chalaman Amar Arazuach Nesesetara. So then, if you remember in Yevamos, we had this discussion that the what is considered Tchilas Bia, of having relations, that's defined by the insertion of the private part of the man going into the woman, that area. So avanashika v'loklum, however, just contact from his aver to her, that's not considered bia. However, haina dasi kral mitzvah nashikos, and the public's coming to exclude this case of nashika, of just contact between the private the man and the woman part. Ela l'man d'amar ha'aruz nashika. But according to man d'amar, says the beginning of bia is defined as the nashika of actually just the contact. So then, ma'ik l'mimar, that the public is. Can't come to exclude this case because it is a regular case of bia. So the Gemara says, "Olam shekina derech evarim." So actually, the Braisa is coming to say that the pasuk is excluding a husband who warned his wife about just having contact, hugging, kissing with this man. What if thought that since it's based on the what the husband is machmed about, what he objects to, and he does not want this to happen with his wife. He's so mad about it, he wants to make her a sota, so therefore the Gemara says, Kamash Malan, that there is, you need a pasuk to teach me that that's not the case. Because I would have thought it really is to kokul otai on the Baal, Kamash Malan, that this is not enough, because that's not a full-fledged iser, and therefore, yeah, at least an iser to, if, even in the Rambam's world, not an iser that would create an iser labaila, so that's why it's excluded from the pasuk, only when she actually has bia, or something like bia, or lo shalok kadarka, or even a shika, those cases would make her aser to her husband, anything else would not aser to her husband. Okay, Vajram, we'll pick up with Amar Shmuel on tomorrow's stuff.